Okay, Simen Kuf Pei. Hilchos Shmitas Ksafim. Siftes. So Shmitas Ksafim is that Shmita wipes out all loans. So a guy hands over his shtar to Bezdin, Ramalehem, Atem Gvuli Chayvi. You collect my Chayv, Einei Nishmat. Then it doesn't work either. Meaning, Bezdin, it doesn't wipe out the loan. All right. That's what exact well, we'll see weiter. Okay, Yud Hamaycher Eizet Davar L'Chaver Ba'Kofa. Let's say somebody sells something to his friend with credit. It's as if he lent him money. Umeshamit, and it's meshamit, right? Meaning, even though there was no loan here, meaning you bought something, and you bought something you're supposed to pay for it, and you didn't pay for it, so that turns into a loan. Who sells to others by kofa with credit, vein darkoi litvaya, and it's not his derech to it's not his derech to ask for the money, right? Meaning he doesn't, meaning, you know, the way grocery stores, if you have a tab. So they don't come after you. When you come in, you pay for it. Achim, meaning they don't. Once your account hits a certain max, then they ask you for the money. So then, ain't a mashamit. In that case, it's not mashamit because it's not really looked at as a real loan. But if it's like a loan, right? So then, meaning if they kick this thing into a loan, so then that they calculate everything together, the cost of because they sacha koilel. And he writes in his notebook how much it is. As I have a kalva, then it's like a regular loan, umeshamit, and then it is meshamit. So it really depends on how you structure what's owed to you. If it's structured like a loan, so then Shemitah is going to wipe it out. If it's not structured, then Shemitah is not going to wipe it out. Right? Fine. Yud Aleph, schar sochir. The schar of a worker who's supposed to get paid. Ain't a mishamet, that's not mishamet. But if he makes it into a loan, then it is. Right? Meaning, if you're an employee and you're supposed to get paid by your employer and you didn't, so that's not called a loan. But if the guy says, you know what, can we just look at it like a loan? Then it's then it turns into a loan. And the reason for this is because it seemed like back then, at least, I don't know if this applies nowadays, back then at least, where employers did not pay on time. So it was almost considered like part of it. Yud Beis Avami Koyach Akum, if you're coming from the strength of an Akum, meaning the guy borrowed money, Hareuk Akum, then it's like it's a guy. Meaning, what would be the case? So let's say you went and bought the debt of a loan from a guy that a yid owed the money to the guy. Right? So now basically the loan went from a yid owing a guy, which obviously Shemitah doesn't have anything to do with, and now the loan was transferred to a yid. So now you have two yidden. Because a guy can collect a loan forever. And Mamela, he's coming from the koyach of the guy. Somebody who was a cosign. What? Not a cosigner. What do we call it again? A guarantor to a guy. Ba'ad Yisrael. The loy para Yisrael, the yid didn't pay. V'utzrach Yisrael la'arav l'proy. And now the guarantor has to pay the guy. V'not the manakam he takes from the guy. It's a shtar shal aloiva. The shtar that's on aloiva. Ain't a mishamet. It's not mishamet. But if there was no star, all he did is ask the money for a balpeh that he needs to pay to the guy. Hareza Potter, he is Potter. Gimel, ain't Shemitah. This is a big machloikis. The Shemitah doesn't end until the end, meaning Shemitah, the loan doesn't go null and void until the end of Shemitah, right? The Fikach, meaning this year, this cycle is going to, Shemitah is going to be 2028, right? I think. Or Yes, I mean, till the end of 2028, obviously it's talking about the Jewish years, right? So then that's when the loans wipe out. That's what the principal's always done at the end of the Shemitah. Somebody who lends money to his friend during the year of Shemitah itself, he can collect the loan the whole year. Once it's Shkiyas Achama, the chayv is lost. But there are Rishonim that say it's from the beginning of Shemitah. So the frum make a prosbul both at the beginning and at the end. So now let's say Taka Shemitah passed and the guy didn't write a prosbul. So the borrower comes and says, I owe you money. The chayv was wiped out and we're exempt. If the loiva said, even so, I want you to accept it from me, then the malva could take it from him. Meaning, if the loiva decides he feels bad and he wants to pay back his loan, then the malva is allowed to take it. But the loiva, the borrower, shouldn't say, I'm paying this to you as my requirement. It's mine, and I'm giving it to you as a present. And the malva can go do work, meaning he could work at like hanging out near the loiva, vispilus, and making making him wonder. And he sort of could do like subtle hints, is the way I would say it, to try and convince the loiva.
He
So maybe
has
he
to
can't do it.
say, it's a matana. He can't just give the money and that's it.
He can't make it look like it's the chayv.
I mean, isn't it already clarified that it's not that he's not obligated to pay? He just still wants to give it.
Right, but you don't want to just say, I guess else optics. You don't want it to say that you don't want it to look like
I mean, he
that he's
feels
paying
proud
back the
that
loan.
he really like got advantage of the guy. So
Yeah,
he
it's
maybe he
true.
feels that he needs to pay. So why doesn't he have to say sheker? It's a gift. It's
It's
not
not
really a
sheker.
gift. He
It's not
really feels
sheker.
bad. I'm saying, what if he doesn't want to say it?
Okay, so he doesn't want to say. So he's not frum. What should I tell you? I'm saying. See, yeah, I'm saying what? See, so he doesn't want to say that it's right. The same thing like in Shabbos when we say like you want to take a nap on Erev Shavuos if when Shavuos falls on a Sunday on Matzah Shabbos, you say you could take a nap, but don't tell it. Don't say.
You don't say anything, okay? So you are fine with not saying anything. You don't have to say that I'm taking that for Shabbos. You don't have to pretend.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Okay, but it says Vain. So the bottom line is the guy doesn't want to pay back, then Al Yikochim, don't you then you can't do it. You can't take the money from him. All right. I mean, if you can't convince him, then you can't. I guess you can't force him. Tesva prusbul ain't a meshamet. Oh, so now the prusbul makes it that Shemitah is not meshamet. Umao prusbul. What's a prusbul? Mava ha'ilachetz b'nei Torah. So the lender goes to three b'nei Torah. You bezdin that they're a bezdin. Atem dayonim oisrani lachem shakol chay sheyesh li alplani v'alplani v'alplani. Any loan that I have on out on these people, she'egvos and chayvos, I'm going to collect them as a chayv, kol zman she'eretz, and whenever I want. Ve'im makosven le'prusbul, and they're going to write him a prusbul b'zeh aloshen. But most of t'losa, when three of us are sitting here, kachado havino, like we're one of us, a pliny on malva, and this guy, the lender, comes. Remember lefenenu moisar ani, I'm handing to you. V'shloshtan chosmin lamata, v'loshen dayonim, ay v'loshen eden. They can write like pliny ben pliny. As they either write Dayan or write Eidim. V'yichon Lasse says Gamba Soif Hashanah. You can do this even at the end of the year. Tehanu be'er Rosh Hashanah Koydim Shkiyas Achama. Like we said before, Erev Rosh Hashanah before Shkiyah. V'yeshanim she'en tzrichim davka lichtev es a prusbul ela day b'mashu omer lifneim. You don't even need to write it. All you need to do is call over three guys and say you're taking over my loans. Afilu emein b'makom yebezdin. And even if there's no bezdin in your place, I'm giving over the shtar to the bezdin in whatever town it is. Right? So that's the you can really you should do it on every Rosh Hashanah when you do Ataras Nedarim. You should do it by Ataras Nedarim. The prusbul doesn't help unless the borrower has property. Why is that? Because most people would not extend a loan. Same thing nowadays. You can't go take out a loan unless you have something to what do you call it? What's the word? Collateral. So you have some sort of collateral in land. Afilu kol shu usagi, but even a tiny bit is enough. Afilu ein lo ele otzitz nokov, even if he only has a flower pot that has a hole, sagi, that's enough. Afilu ein lo loive klum ele sheyesh larvin, even if the borrower doesn't have anything, but the guarantor has, mishu chayiv, or maybe if somebody owes the borrower money and he has a karka, nami money, it also helps. Let's say nobody in the situation has land. If the malva has any bit of karka, he can go give it to the loiva, which of course he would do. Like this, he'll be able to collect on the loan. Even through somebody else, meaning I can go, let's say, and the lender is going to say, "Hey, I don't want your land." So you can go to somebody else, a third party, and say, "Be kind to this land." The prisma, you can do it even not in front of him, because then it will help the prisma. Why? Because you can give somebody a present that he's going to benefit from it. The only thing is, maybe here he's not benefiting from it. Okay, so that's a whole tome. But Simin Kufpe Aleph Hilchas Tayin V'Nitan V'Edus Uboy Chav Se'ifim. So maybe this is a little bit more pertinent. So this is when you have a complaint against each other, and when people know testimony. So let's say you have a problem, like a little argument between two people. It's best that they make a pshara and they make a compromise. And each one should give in to their friend, so that they should stay away from any. You want to stay away from Bezdin because you don't want to have to get down and dirty with Bezdin, because Bezdin, it's embarrassing that you have to make that Yidden are doing this, etc., etc. If they can't come to a compromise and they're forced to go be judged, they should come in front of a Bezdin. Let's say one of the Baldini is a man who's very strong. First, he has to go collect get aid the Bezdin. But if he doesn't want to come, then he can take Rishus from Bezdin and he can get his money back from their dinim. Right? Meaning, first, you have to go call the strong guy to Bezdin. If he doesn't want to come, then he can get permission from Bezdin, and then he can just get an, I guess, an injunction. Let's say somebody who's being pressured to pay back the money that is really his. He can't look for ways to get out of it. So that the guy will want to make a compromise, and be michael the rest. And if he does this, he's not going to get away from it from Shemayim until he's going to end up giving the lender what's his. Meaning, basically, what this is talking about: if a guy knows he owes the money, but he doesn't want to pay, so it's very difficult to collect a loan, right? So he hawks and hawks until the guy says, "You know what? Okay, give me half." Right? So he cannot, if he does this, it's very nice that he gets the guy to be Michael, but Hashem says, in the end, you're going to get it. Right? So therefore, don't try this shtick. Okay, we will stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night.
No, thank you.
All
right.
right. Thank you.
Sagas on everybody.
Thanks, girl.
Have a good night. Goodbye.